Hey, Howard, it's good to see you back. Saw you this morning back there. It's great to see you back as she's recovered from her surgery and her rehab time. It's great to see all of you here tonight. What our special prayer is going to be for this evening, and I'm just going to ask you to bow your heads. Joanne Ball's sister, Joyce Harms. Joyce has been a missionary in Honduras for many, 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 many years, and she and David now live in the Dallas area. But Joyce fell yesterday in Fort Worth, Texas, and broke something in her spine. She is in the Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth, Texas, and will have emergency surgery tomorrow. So would you pray especially right now in the quietness of these next few minutes, and let's lift Joyce to the Lord. Would you do that? Lord, tonight as we exalt Thee, we lift You up, O God, knowing that You are the great physician. God, we come together tonight with hearts of love and unity, praying and making supplication and intercession for Joyce. God, she's been a wonderful, wonderful servant of Yours, she and David, for the many, many, many years they have spent in Honduras as missionaries. God, I pray for her tonight that with this fall that she has had yesterday and this break in her spine, God, I lift up these earthly surgeons that You have placed in her pathway to take care of this medical need in her life. I pray, oh God, tonight You would just surround her with Your love, Your peace. God, I pray that as these surgeons work on her tomorrow as instruments of Yours, oh God, that healing could flow through them on her behalf. I would pray, Lord Jesus, that You would just let Your angels encamp about her, keep her safe, oh God, through this surgery. And how I pray, oh God, that this will be a successful surgery and that she can have a speedy healing in the days to come. God bless her in a special way. And Father, we'll give you the glory and we'll give you the praise for the healing as these earthly surgeons will be instruments in your hands. God, we just pray, may she be able to rest comfortably tonight. Oh God, I pray that her pain could be minimal. And how I pray, oh God, that the damage will not be of a permanent nature in any way. And how I pray for her restoration and for her healing. In Jesus' name.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Great job, amen. Didn't you love that? Well, it's great to see all of you here tonight. You know, for 8 or 10, 12 weeks, we looked at the importance of forgiveness and why we should forgive, because the Bible teaches us that we are to be forgiving, that we are to forgive if we ourselves want to be forgiven. And then we've looked at the last 5 weeks, we've been talking about things to be grateful for, things to be thankful for. Tonight I want to speak out of Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Now, I've spoken about Zacchaeus before, not too many weeks ago, but tonight what I want to look at in his life is being thankful. Being thankful for a life-changing experience. Only Luke records this.